Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
I realized when trying to do these exercises that I can't pin down. It's all just so vague. You know, because I think in the first couple of calls I said I just haven't figured out what it is that I want. So it's very difficult for me to write down, you know, my dream. I know what my, you know, what I want my family life to be like. I want to be financially secure, but that's just all so vague.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. When you say you want to be financially secure, what does that mean?
I don't want to have, you know, money worries or things like that, but I don't have any specific dreams about what I'd be doing in order to accomplish that.
Okay. Well, just go with me here for a minute. You don't want to have any money worries.
Right.
What does that mean?
Not having, you know, being able to pay my bills at the end of every month and still be able to do things with my family, go on trips, you know, buy a car when it's time, a new car when it's time, things like that.
Okay. So you don't want to have any money worries, and which means basically I'm going to take it. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, so I'm going to ask you, do you mean that you want to be debt-free?
Yes.
Okay. So you would like to be debt-free. That means you don't have car payment. That means you don't have a credit card payment. That means that you don't have a mortgage payment. Would that be debt-free? Would that be included, or is it no debts except for a mortgage?
Any debt that I have, I'd be able to cover and still have plenty left over for fun stuff.
Okay, so you'd like to. So really, your motivation is not really to have any debts. Your real motivation, it sounds like, is to have enough money left over to have fun. Is that
right?
A more clear picture. Okay, so I heard you say trips.
Right.
Is that part of the fun you're talking about?
Right, being able to take, you know, being able to fly to vacation places instead of driving, you know.
Okay, and if you could fly to a vacation place tomorrow, where would you fly to?
The first trip I would take is take my kids to Disney World. I haven't done that yet.
You haven't taken them to Disney World? Ever?
Right. I mean, they're still young. Yes. No, I haven't.
Pardon me?
They're still young, so, you know. Five,
how old
five
are they?
Seven. 5 and 7?
Oh, I've got to tell you, I live 2 hours from Orlando. I was there 10 days ago. I was there for the weekend. Of course, I was at Universal that week for the weekend. I've been at Disney World before. Your kids at 5 and 7 years old, I want to tell you that you take a video camera with you to Disney World with your kids at 5 and 7 years old, and you will have a memory. They will watch, in fact, make a backup copy, because they will wear out that video as they get older. They will wear it out. My children have literally worn out, and I happened to buy two when I bought it, and I'm glad I did, but they have worn out a video that we actually made at Universal Studios about 12 years ago. And one of my children was just younger than your 5-year-old, and the other two were just older than your 7-year-old. And they wore that video out from watching it, and over the years, and friends come over, they play that, and of course, every time I see it, tears come to my eyes, and I'm going to say to you that your kids are the perfect age for Disney World.
Right, and I would, you know, love to take them and not have to worry about.
You can do that. When do you want to take them?
In November.
You want to take them in November. You got a lot of work to do, don't you?
I know.
But you can take them in November. Are you familiar with Song? S-O-N-G?
No.
It's a new discount airline by Delta Airlines.
Okay.
And I'm sure it flies up in the northeast to Orlando and back and forth from the northeast to Orlando, and I'm sure you're near one of the major airports that it flies into. Go check out their fares and see. I will tell you that September, October, November are a little bit slower times in Florida, so sometimes there's some pretty good travel deals. You get into December, you get close to Christmas, deals go up. But it sounds to me like you do have a dream. You have a big dream. You have a great dream. Now, it's not a 5-year dream or a 10-year dream, but it's a great dream to start with. So I'm curious as to what you're thinking has to be the dream. You have the dream. What you haven't gotten yet is the way to pay for it. But you have the dream.
Right, one of our dreams, yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like you've already thought about it, and it also sounds to me like you're pretty emotional about it, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I want to do this for my kids.
All right. Well, what I would urge you to do is I would urge you to get all the information you can get on Disney World. I'd urge you to take some pictures out, take your kids' pictures, cut out the faces of your kids' pictures and put them in those Disney World pictures. You don't have to share those with your children, but let them motivate you. And trust me, when you commit this dream and you say, I'm going to do it, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm committed to do it, and set out to do it, that you'll, Steve said a minute ago, things have already begun to happen as he put those on paper, his dreams on paper. You're going to attract circumstances to you that will enable you to realize your dream. Now, you can do it by November. If for some reason you don't, that wouldn't tell you. I mean, I won't tell you that how many dreams I didn't accomplish when I turned 50 10 days ago that I had set as goals for me to do by that age, and dreams that I had. They simply became, many of them became dreams for this year coming. But you can do it by November. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. I just got an email from Continental Airlines. I don't know whether Continental flies in your area or not. They got some deals to Orlando. So what I've just done with you, a process here, is the process of trying to flesh out what your dream is, because you've already got a dream. You just don't have a method to pay for it, and that's, or maybe you do, but trying to figure out what the method to pay for it is, or trying to figure out what you've got to do to earn that, that's not the dream. That's just, and we'll go over that in the worksheet, and we get to the worksheet here in a minute. You've got the dream. And I think, first of all, I think it's a laudable dream. I think it's a great dream to have. I think any time you involve your family or your children, that it's going to have a lot higher percentage of success, because it is something that is emotionally important to you. And remember, and go back to our very first week in Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, and Napoleon Hill talked about in the chapter about desire. He said you had to cultivate a white-hot desire. And when you can see your children at Disney World, when you can hear your children at Disney World, then you'll develop a white-hot desire. I mean, your children, even at 5 and 7, even though Epcot is a very advanced place, children love Epcot. There's certain parts of Epcot that children love, but Disney World and MGM Studios, and there's so many, many things beyond Disney World once you just get on that property. But, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us, and I would appreciate it if you'll follow up with me and let me know what I can help you do to get that.
Thank you.
Okay. Who else has got something that may be a wall they encountered, a struggle, or an obstacle?